Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video I will answer question 76. I have a question regarding the actual social situation in relation to the pandemic. I'm wondering how to prepare myself and where to live in the future. Currently, I am sharing and renting to others my home and wonder whether it would be wise to sell everything before it will be taken away from oneself and has no value anymore. How important will money be in the future? Once I heard you say that one should take all money from their bank account. What to do if you have property in form of houses and land where a lot of people can live? How to prepare in order to not lose everything one have worked for their whole life? Will money or land depreciate? Should one sell it now? We currently live in Germany. Thanks a lot for your evaluation. On the level you ask this question, I cannot answer you. And I am sure no one can answer you this question. It is impossible, because no one can, or at least almost no one can look into the future. So there is no answer to your questions. But what may be of help is to look from where these questions arise. And because what I am doing is actually only looking to the illusions or to the destructive mental structures that are active in people unconsciously. And if you look at that, you will see that there's an subconscious idea, maybe, if you lose everything, that your life will be over. And all the work you have done for your life, yeah, you have written to not lose everything one have worked for the whole life. So this question is interesting. For what have you worked your whole life? Yes, it appears as to create some stability on the physical level, like building a house and everything, yeah? But for what? We do things because we want to feel regulated. And in your case, you may have worked on these outside structures just to feel secure. Just to give your body the possibility to relax. I mean, I don't know, it's just a possibility. Because if this would not be the case, you would not cling to these structures. We lose everything, sooner or later. Our house, our money, our wife, our children, our parents, and finally our physical body. I would encourage you to look deeper below these questions. And look why you actually need physical structures to feel safe, because this has nothing to do with safety. This is a compensation. Yeah, security, we can, on the relative level, on this life here on Earth, security for our nervous system, we only find in deep relationships. And deep relationships have nothing to do with outside physical structures. So it may be a compensation for not being completely in contact. And as soon as you are completely in contact with at least one human being and you have completed your childhood trauma and you are able to communicate everything that's there and deepen the relationship, then the basis of your life is the ability to share everything with the universe. This is safety and security on this relative level. And then it's irrelevant where you live, how you live, if you are rich or not. These questions become irrelevant because your energy is flowing and you will be always supported by life. Life always gives you what you need. But if you primarily work on these structures to compensate, then we are in trouble. I don't know, it's just an assumption, yeah? And you will know if this has some truth, what I'm saying, or not. Again, life is energy flow. And energy flow is basically sharing our emotions. This is the security. We realize how life works. And then we don't have to compensate our fears. And this safety in the life flow has nothing to do with outside structures. It's trusting in the flow itself. Wherever it leads, how things may change, that's not the point. But as soon as we cling to certain ideas we have, how life should be, then we have problems. Just look at the idea. What happens? What emotion comes up if you lose everything? Then you see why you do all that. So it's about letting go. It's about starting to live. And living doesn't mean clinging on anything. My personal opinion is that we will lose everything. The world as we know it today will completely change. Whether it will change into a nightmare or in a more loving society, in any way, the old way of living will not be possible in the future. So you will lose it in one way or the other. If you focus on serving others, on serving the whole, and the focus is on the flow of energy itself, then all these questions disappear.